time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. As usual, we put a call into Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit Research Community. Aloha, Christopher. What's happening in Stargazer this week?
So this week, Dave, our duo of planets, Mars and Saturn, are in the southwest right now, and will be setting earlier and earlier as the month goes on. They are still very bright, so you can enjoy the show for a while, yeah.
How's the moon looking?
Oh, the moon's getting brighter this week. As it approaches the full moon phase at the end of the week, it's going to make spotting satellites and meteors a little tricky, especially from the city. Now, this is pretty bad timing, because the Delta Aquarid meteor shower lasts until the end of the week. This meteor shower is usually a pretty good one, running from late July into August. So you may see the odd one or two, but as always, the best view is going to be out of the city.
And what direction do we look in for that?
So you're going to be looking towards the southeast.
Southeast. And what are the hours again?
The best time to see these meteors is normally at the darkest point in the night, so around about midnight.
And is this something, Christopher, that we get each year? The kind of thing that's like, I know some of these meteor showers, there's sort of a rhythm to them, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yep, they are very predictable, but we can never tell just how good they're going to be.
Right, and other things factor into it too, like the moon, or as you were noting. And finally this week, you told me that it was going to be something relating to gamma rays.
That's right, gamma rays, that mysterious form of radiation that turns Dr. Bruce Banner into the raging green mean machine, the Hulk. Gamma rays may be good for the Hulk, but for ordinary folks like you and me, they are deadly.
What exactly is the problem with gamma rays?
Well, gamma rays break down organic matter like DNA, and in large doses can be deadly to all life. To make matters worse, the Earth is constantly bombarded by gamma rays. They come at us from all directions in space.
So if they have this sort of negative consequence of being exposed to them, how do people survive? Is it something to do with the atmosphere?
You're absolutely right, Dave. Thankfully, we are protected from radiation from space by the Earth's atmosphere and also the magnetic field. This stops harmful radiation, such as gamma rays, from reaching us on the surface.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder, what is the thing that produces them if they're occurring seemingly all around the planet?
So most gamma rays come from exploding stars, and black holes also generate massive amounts of these intense gamma rays. But to be honest, there is so much gamma ray radiation all around us, it's hard to say where it really comes from. However, astronomers have recently discovered that a small kind of explosion called a nova is responsible for producing gamma rays.
So is that sort of like a supernova?
Yeah, it's sort of like a scaled-down supernova. And actually, it takes place under very different circumstances. Now, a nova happens when two stars are locked together by gravity, and the smaller star, called a white dwarf, siphons material from its much larger companion. And then it explodes in a runaway thermonuclear reaction, like a huge atomic bomb.
So it's kind of like a grande burrito versus a super grande.
Absolutely right, Dave.
I get it.
So this explosion flares up and produces tons of gamma rays.
And so what brings it up? Is it something that there's a threat from them?
Not really. Thankfully, the Earth's atmosphere protects us, and most of these explosions happen very, very far away. It's just that we've now discovered another source from these mysterious gamma rays all around us.
Good to know that there's not going to be any threat from them anytime soon, and we know that if one develops, you'll certainly keep us apprised of the situation. Christopher Phillips from Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, thank you very much for the report.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome, and you can find Stargazer on demand online at our website, HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Just follow the news links.